Tyria could hardly stop giggling long enough to call out that the meal was ready. Cuthbert lashed the tiller on a straight course and dashed down to the galley. Pandion took a brief leave from his lookout post to flap down and give the food a scornful glance.
Quack! No fish stew!
He soared out over the waves to catch his own meal. Tyria filled a bowl for herself, leaving the gluttonous hare with the ladle and the pan. She watched him apprehensively as he guzzled down a great mouthful, then smacked his lips approvingly.
Ah, ha, ha, prime scoff, Tyria, me darling. What do you call this bagoo?
Tyria sampled her own bowl. Surprisingly, it was very tasty.
Oh, well, it's called no fish stew, sir. And my name is Tyria, so would you kindly stop calling me Tilly?
Lifting the mussel shell patch from his eye, Cuthbert peered closely at her.
Tyria, eh? I don't know no Tyria. My old mate Urfa said I was taking a gal called Tilly to the Green Isle. I reckon we'd best turn round and head back to the dunes so we can look for Tilly. What do you think?
The otter maid sighed resignedly.
I was only joking, Captain. My name's not Tyria. It's Tilly.
The hare treated her to a glare of disapproval.
One name should be good enough for any beast, Tilly. Tain't a matter to joke about, you mark my words.
Tyria almost choked on her stew at this observation. The hare had already changed his name twice since they had met and would doubtless adopt other titles before long. She swallowed hard and saluted.
Aye, aye, Captain. Tilly's my name. No more jokes.
Cuthbert licked the ladle clean.
Well said, Tilly. Right, I'm off back to me steering. If I was you, I'd get down to making some skilly and duff for supper. A sea dog's is very parcel to skilly and duff.
Tyria shook her head as she watched him swagger off astern.
Skilly and Duff? What in the name of goodness is that? Well, they never serve Skilly and Duff at Redwall. I wonder how much skill it takes to make Duff. Oh, well, here it goes.
Over the next few days, Tyria became accustomed to the odd habits of Cuthbert Frunk W. Bloodpaw. They got on well together. Pandion, too. Though, for the most part, the osprey kept to his perch or sailed aloft scouring the sea for fish. Tyria gradually realised that she had a natural talent for cooking. Virtually any dish she attempted turned out well, even Skilly and Duff. Cuthbert became exceedingly fond of a cheese and leek bake, followed by a dessert of dried apple and preserved plum tart. The pair also began composing songs together and often could be heard singing out lustily. On the evening of the fourth day out, Tyria was in her galley, baking a large-sized potato, carrot and mushroom pasty. She was singing alternate verses of a duet they had made up the previous day. Cuthbert warbled out his parts from his position as steer's beast. He had a somewhat wobbly baritone. Pandion did an awkward hob-jig on his lookout perch, contributing an odd squawk. It was a raucous pirate song, boasting about what infamous creatures the cook and captain were, with both joining in on the chorus.
Ho, wreck me rudder, stow me banks and rust me anchor chain. Salute me twice as you walk by and you'll never walk again. Ha ha!
Tilly the wild and terrible, the fiercest cook afloat.
Oh, yes.
I was born in a storm, one icy morn on a leaky pirate boat. I can lick me white and vermin, so don't dare mess with me.
Oh, no.
I'm a highfalutin, plundering, lootin' terror of the sea. Ho, rip me rigging and batter me bows and splinter my mainmast. When I say move out of me way, you'd better move right fast. Ha ha!
I'm Captain Cuthbert Bloodpaw, and my father was a whale.
Oh, yes.
So stay clear of me victuals, or I'll bite off your tail.
Right.
I cut me teeth on a cutlass, so I was a savage child.
And I heard he's scary, go anywhere, he bungo bold and wild.
So tear me tiller, scrape me stern, and gut me galley twice. I'll send you to the old sea, bury your tail tied in a slice. Ha ha!
As Tyria and the big hare finished their duet, Pandion was squawking uproariously. Cuthbert scowled up at the osprey.
That bloomin' bird ain't got no sense of harmony.
Tyria watched the fishhawk hopping about on his perch.
Aye, he's just ruined our last chorus there.
Pandion swooped down to the deck and flapped his wings.
See, it is the big rock, the big rock.
Tyria peered ahead down the coast at the dark monolith standing out against the crimson sunset in solitary majesty. She gasped.
So that's Salamandastron.